From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Another earthquake measuring 6.2 in magnitude struck New Zealand's South Island Monday, following a powerful 7.8 magnitude quake earlier that killed at least two people. Tanya Allardyce is a grocery store manager who spoke of the damage to her store.
Our suspended ceiling has come down with a lot of our lights, and there's a lot of stock on the floor. So, yeah, we're really lucky that the people that were inside the building at the time got out safely and are now at home with their families.
The larger quake striking just after midnight Monday in a remote area of the island north of Christchurch caused landslides and damage to buildings more than 200 kilometres away in the capital, Wellington. Prime Minister John Key, who's to visit the area later Monday, said there was a brief threat of a tsunami.
We know that waves were as high as 2 metres. We also know that New Zealanders responded absolutely as they should be in this instance. They didn't go down to the beach. They didn't go and ignore the warnings. They took the advice seriously. We now know that those around the country, that tsunami risk has been downgraded to coastal warnings, but we also urge people just to continue to be cautious.
Communications have been disrupted, roads damaged, forcing rescuers to use helicopters. A dam on the Clarence River north of Kaikoura was breached, residents told to seek higher ground. The UN Security Council, during a weekend visit to Kinshasa Sunday, called for a peaceful transition in Democratic Republic of Congo when President Joseph Kabila's mandate is to end December 19th. The ballot was supposed to have occurred this month, has now been pushed back to April due to slow voter registration. The opposition has accused Mr. Kabila of clinging to power, a charge the government denies. Dozens were killed in violent street protests in September. This is VOA News.